Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
Imagine you've bought your rural block and you think, oh, I could have an alpaca or some chickens, three goats and a bunny. And then you get told, no, we're changing it. And the planning scheme is suggesting that your property might now be for environmental living. Asha Wright is one of the residents of the Huon Valley who got a letter in a stamped envelope about a week ago. Hi, Asha.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Now, this is interesting because I thought it was a flyer, but it was actually an official letter.
Yeah, yep.
Who was it from?
It was quite funny. Well, it doesn't actually say, but I opened it in the car on the way to work and kind of glanced at it and thought, oh, well, this is a bit crappy, but kind of assumed it was coming from the council telling me they were rezoning it. And it wasn't until a couple of days later and I saw it on Facebook, people talking about it, and I had a closer look and I thought, wait a minute, this isn't them telling me they're doing something. This is someone, you know, anonymous alerting us to the fact that they're doing it.
Beck Enders is the mayor of the Huon Valley. Hello, Beck.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Now, we heard from a concerned resident about a letter, stamped letter, but anonymous, that they received recently. This is Asha Wright.
The interesting thing was when it came up on Facebook, the Huon Valley Council put up a post about it and basically dismissing all the claims on it and saying it was scaremongering. But
now, this was a letter that was saying that properties were going to be rezoned and they might lose their value. Mayor, do you know who sent that letter out?
No, look, we don't have any idea. But our customer service lines escalated, understandably, because there was understandably confusion around such an item being received. It did appear to be more street address mailboxes that received it. And so we did need to respond fairly quickly because we realised that it sounded like it had been distributed a reasonable amount.
Is it in fact an accurate concern that's being raised?
Well, the accuracy comes into actually contacting a professional planning service, and that's pretty much where the accuracy remains. The flyer did say that it concentrated on one particular zone, and I know there's been interviews with Sophie as well this morning. It is the state government Tasmanian planning scheme, and the council must use, like any other council across Tasmania, must use the processes that are outlined by the state government. So in relation to the conservation zone, look, the zone uses and assessment give a clear indication of what is permitted and what is discretionary. So residential use, agriculture, visitor accommodation are all either permitted or discretionary uses in the landscape conservation zone. There are no specific provisions that exclude building a pool, building extensions, etc. So in summary, the suggestion that these selected uses are excluded in the landscape conservation zone is actually factually incorrect.
I think one of the things that's concerned residents, and we're hearing this from municipalities all over, is that the process to appeal sounds highly legalistic and complex. Is that your sense?
Look, the planning schemes, no matter what, are highly complex documents, and that's why professionals are the ones that you go and seek advice from. You don't get advice from an anonymous flyer, for example, where somebody won't put their name to something, nor their credentials to be able to make such a statement. So that's why we do actually support the information on that flyer about going to see a professional, get professional advice. We actually also have on our website the link through to Planning Matters Alliance Tasmania, for example, because they are an organisation that is assisting members of the community about how they can have their say on the planning scheme.
And getting that information is really important. We're also hearing concerns about developing enough affordable housing and property for people. Beck, I mean, the Huon Valley's not been short of rising house prices either. What's the future in terms of where you'd like to concentrate development of housing?
Well, certainly that is a conversation that we have been having as a council and looking at a budget bid within the council so that we have the proper controls throughout all of our townships as well as those growth boundaries. So it is something that we are very conscious of in the Huon Valley. As you were saying, rising house prices, affordable living is certainly feedback that we have had recently from the public, and we are responding appropriately.
In terms of encouraging development, where specifically?
In terms of the appropriate planning, looking at the appropriate planning controls that need to be in place to allow that to occur. So at the moment, we don't have, for example, structure plans over all of our townships. And that is something that we recognise that we need to have to make sure that the growth is appropriate growth and the growth is occurring in the appropriate areas. And the size of the blocks are appropriate for what particular township is occurring. So that is all the project that we are looking at for this upcoming budget financial year.
Great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you.
On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.